You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag.com. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get 25% off your first month. We're also brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get a $25 gift certificate to Jinx.com. Good evening and welcome to episode 148 of A Casual Stroll to Mordor. My name is Merrick.
I'm Colinstar.
And I take pauses when I speak, apparently.
Everybody knows that. Did you not know this?
I don't remember. So what did you do this week?
This week, I have a whole list of stuff. Dumb time, we went to the 16th hall. I hate this dungeon. We got through it just fine. But I didn't do good. I kept messing up. I'm messing the wrong things. And they didn't start fellowship maneuvers when I was supposed to. The boss fight, I died 3 darn times, and I got to get up 3 times because we have a captain and a minstrel. So they're like, "I'll rest, Silvers. Don't even bother. Just leave me dead. I'm going to go get a sandwich. I am worthless in this fight, apparently." It's stupid, and I hate it. So it's not me. It's the dungeon. I'm pretty certain about that.
In case you were wondering.
Yeah. Oh, and added insult to injury, my broker quest is in there, and I'm looking for it everywhere. I knew I had it because I knew I did it because Hoppy helped me with it like a month ago or whatever. I knew I had this quest. I couldn't find it. I had had to clear out a bunch of quests in order to pick up all the 16th hall quests, and I had must have gotten rid of it. So we get to the burglar part. I can't do my quest because I don't have it. And I get out of the instance, and I'm like, oh, here's my quest. Now we have to do it again. The dungeon that I hate. I don't hate it, but I was very annoyed with myself. I didn't like being worthless, and I was pretty worthless. It's stupid, and I hate it. And I'm just going
to... I don't even know what to say. I'm just going to say that stinks.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
You believe it's the dungeon and not me, right?
Of course I do.
Of course you do. just a small thing. Sorry for the live folks that we're running slightly late tonight. We had a party that we were at to help you along. I am sticky from...
No, we were testing your loyalty to see how long you would stick around. See how long you would... You fair weather friends who left.
No, I am...
Sorry.
I'm sticky with marshmallows and chocolate. I smell like campfire and a bit of like wine. And I'm pretty happy. But we did leave so that we could come see you guys. We were just running a little late. Anyway, on with what I did. I attended the LOTRO quest last Thursday, just a bit of it. I wasn't able to start with it, and I wasn't able to keep up with it. But Baby Hobbit and I attended for a while and followed along, and I tried to help kill. And Moral and our kinship, bless her heart, made me some really, really nice instruments. And apparently I haven't used them at all since she gave them to me. She gave them to me a long time ago, probably 2 festivals ago, and I have apparently never used them. And so I played, I tried to kill something, and I was shocked by how horrible I sound because she gave me exquisite pibgorns.
Well, at least they're exquisite.
Yeah, they're way better than I have, so I have them equipped, but I'm just like, I was shocked. I was like, is that me? Anyway, on with what I did. I logged in Golden Star this morning because I was like, I'm going to craft some stuff for the dumbs to make up for all my horribleness. And then I logged in and I realized I didn't have the materials. So I stood around and harassed a few NPCs, took some pictures of me harassing them and logged out. And then I made myself some coffee and I came back and I just said, I'm going to do an instance. I know this doesn't sound like me, but I did it.
I woke up late this morning and you were...
I did the instance join, got a group right away because I'm a healer, and with a captain tanking and a burglar DPSing, we did the Halls of Night, And it went pretty well. I mean, it could have gone better, but it wasn't horrible. They actually told me I did pretty good, and they wanted me to do another dungeon afterwards, so I shouldn't... I obviously wasn't awful, and they didn't mind my Pibgorn. But I saw a Starlight Crystal drop.
Oh, did you?
I didn't win it, but I wouldn't know what to do with it if I did, so... But I saw one drop, so it was pretty interesting and pretty exciting.
Congratulations on not winning it. But it makes sense.
No, thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
That's it. That was my long list. I felt like I did quite a bit in Lotra this week. Anyway, Lotra Quest was pretty cool. There's a post about that on our site if you don't know what that is. But I suggest you try it because it was very, very interesting and fun. And me and Baby Hobbit loved it.
Okay. So that was great. I am totally lame. I didn't do anything.
Again?
Again? Yeah. Thanks for, like, just pointing that out to everybody. Much appreciated. That's why I love you so much. You're such a jerk. Yes, again. I'm sorry. I need to spend less time.
It's summer, people.
Doing stuff.
It's nice out.
Yeah, but you have this long list, and I'm like, I didn't do it.
Well, dumb time is a standard for me. I do that every Monday. The Lotra Quest was a Thursday night thing, and I didn't get to attend as much of it as I wanted to. I did see some of it, but I did not get to see all of it. And then the other stuff I did this morning.
I feel so lame. I feel so lame that I didn't do anything.
You should get in and do like an awesome instance with me and hear my awesome sounds.
I can't wait. I'm logged in right now. Does that count?
Yes,
I'm logged
it counts. In my captain. Done.
I logged in my captain, so I can say I logged in this week.
Doo, doo, doo.
I'm sorry. I haven't really mastered my whole schedule now.
Andang says you can make stuff up. He'll vouch for you.
So you and Andang and I, we went and owned the moors.
Yeah, nobody believes that.
Andang owned the moors. I was a the bait.
You're like, look at me.
Merrick, you're bait. I totally need to do more. I do. I want to level my captain and my warden, and I totally don't. So, okay.
Oh, yeah. I logged in my runekeeper, too, and I did a quest, and I was like, meh. I don't know what happened, but I've lost all her legendary items. She has none.
What?
I don't know.
Your runekeeper?
Yeah.
I gave you, like, so many.
I don't know where they are.
I have more.
I went to go because it said like it's been so long since I logged her in. I had that, you know, your points of reset thing, and I have like the weapon, the rock and the Burnie stone that I'm carrying now in the satchel or whatever, just those two items, and the rest of them are empty. And I was like, well, where the heck are they? I know I have some. I cannot find them. I don't know what I did with them,
dude.
I don't know what
I seriously gave her like 30. I gave her so many she told me to stop.
Maybe I got annoyed and just threw them all away. That sounds like me.
Blunt Force wants to know if I'm the captain that can't kill a level 1 bunny because it's too cute. Yes. Yes, I am.
You're like, I can't kill it. It's a living being.
Okay, so here's the deal. And I'm not trying to be a wiener or anything. So I got a gym membership and I have to use it because if I don't, I am the worst person in the world because it was expensive.
You're doing fine. You can and still so, play if you want to. He says he's going to make time to play. But
Tuesday
right now,
night
the thing is
too long. Didn't listen, which you should all listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shake It Off cast.
You don't need to make excuses, honey. It's also summer and we like to do stuff outside because in Michigan, this is all we get.
Right. And then Friday, yeah, come winter, I'll be leveling up a storm. You're going to see all my characters out in the field. So, yeah, no. I Friday nights is usually my designated night, but we got a request to go out with the family again yesterday. So that kind of wiped everything out.
Mm-hmm.
But then we walked 2 miles, so we're awesome. Makes up for that. It's too bad we can't play Lotra while we're walking. That would be cool.
Like vision goggles, we see Middle Earth instead of where we are.
I told it would be sweet.
I would run into traffic.
All right. So, that is my
galloping
reason.
Galloping around on my horse.
That is my reason. I'm going to make one, either my warden or my captain will make it to, what's the first quest hub in? Is it Durin's Way? Is that the first quest hub in Moria? guys.
Chat Durin's room. Threshold is the first one, isn't it?
Threshold.
Well, it's not the entrance.
Not the entrance. The ones past the entrance.
Sure.
I will Dolvin make it there. View. Dolvin View. That's where. One of them will make it into Dolvin View. There we go.
Prediction.
Prediction.
Or
next week.
Promise or something.
I'm so sorry, guys.
There's nothing to be sorry about, dude. Nobody cares.
All right. I had
s'mores.
You did have s'mores.
And wine. And now I'm drinking beer.
Woohoo! I'm totally lame. I didn't do anything.
No, he's good. See, he goes to the gym and he doesn't imbibe like I do.
No, but I totally ate a bunch of finger sandwiches. So that did help. All right, moving on to stuff that you actually care about.
And now, the town crier.
So, Blood Force is asking how the chat room gets to punish me if I don't reach my goal. I could go with the traditional singing of My Little Teapot.
That's not really...
Is that a punishment for them?
Yeah, I think that's the opposite of what they want.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Here we go. I have to do, let's see, 3 videos consecutively in a row every week. So 3 weeks in a row, consecutive videos.
I'm predicting that neither of those predictions happen.
Oh, I have to start live streaming my play time. That's what I'll do. I'll live stream my play time. There we go. I'll make it fun. And people could tell me how I'm doing it wrong.
You'd be like, what a noob. I actually said that to my group. I said, they're like, oh my god, thanks guys. And I'm like, thanks for putting up with my noobness with Puppet Gorn.
All right.
It's pretty bad. I play my song. It's like, what the hell is that?
Krell. Okay, I'm going with Krell. I have to video my next 3 instant run. Okay.
And I have to kill. If you're not playing, you're not doing it.
And I have to kill a fluffy bunny. Okay, fluffy bunny. Live streaming fluffy bunny. Sorry.
Fluffy bunny slaying.
Okay. All right, moving on to the news. We actually did have news this week. Mm-hmm. There was a Rohan fly-through video and some new screenshots that came out.
I liked it.
I did too. I was actually pretty happy about this.
It made me pretty excited. It was gorgeous.
Rohan is gorgeous. It is gorgeous.
It made me excited for the area, unlike some of the other stuff. I liked it. If you haven't seen it, you should see it.
I'm liking the chick's outfit, the Rohan outfit in the second one that you got there, the Eastwall 02.
Mm-hmm.
Top one. Some really gorgeous woods for the Eastwall. Eves of Fangorn looks a lot like Limlight, but it's really because it's got the heavy foliage and light
sure
coming
it's
down.
Limelight. I'm joking.
We've got Ents. We're seeing more Ents on the Eves of Fangorn. Wondering how close to Fangorn we're going to get. You think they're going to Fangorn? I wonder.
Well,
I mean,
I think that people would want to. We want to see Treebeard and the forest. And
don't know if we'll see Treebeard yet. We did get to see Quickbeam, though.
So, you're asking if I think it's going to happen in Rohan? Is that what you think?
Yeah, well, you think? Yeah.
Well, lucky for you, we have a prediction show coming up.
True. We'll save that for the prediction show then. Little plug, tomorrow night, prediction show.
I have in the show notes too. So you're okay. You're going to hear it twice, folks.
That's right.
That's how we roll.
Lots of greenery. This is going to be nice.
It was 6 zones, correct, that they showed?
I don't know. It looks to be around there.
6 areas. I don't know if they're calling
got
them Eastwall, regions or not.
If Eves you go to the Fangorn, link. Entwash, Norcrofts, Sutcrofts, World. Walled. Sorry, Walled.
World. The world.
That's the world. It's beautiful. And what a nice. This is going to be nice. I can see having a good time in Middle Earth during the winter in these areas.
Everybody's saying yes, it's 6. I'm so smart. I should drink beer all the time.
You should drink beer. We've got plenty of beer. You can go drink the rest of it.
Makes you smart, kids.
No, it doesn't. Casual Stroll to Mordor does not endorse drinking of or imbibing of any substances that you are not legally able to partake in. So don't do that. All right.
Thank you, Dr. Disclaimer.
You're welcome. Okay. Also, there was a call for player event creators for Summer Fun event. I thought you did a post on this.
Yes.
So what are they looking for?
They're not anything in particular. They're looking for just someone to make a player event that's going to happen between July 3rd and July 16th. They gave like suggestions like, because the last one was all horses. You had to have a horse race of some sort. And this one, they're like, run a pug raid, run a blah, blah, blah. They're just like, whatever you want to do, whatever you and your friends do for fun, make it an event and they'll promote it for you and give you some goodies. But you have to like write up what you're planning on doing and how it's going to be like a contest that you have prizes and submit it to Turbine for review. Now, when we did the Galloping Gala last time, everybody was like, why is there no events on my server? That's because this is our player events. You have to have someone on your player submit something that gets accepted. So,
okay. And explain to me again, are they going to do anything or are they just going to promote it?
They're going to promote it and give prizes. And it's going to be like the Galloping Gala where there was like a bunch of sales and everything. And then they had that list of all the events.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds really cool. And, you know, I know since, you know, Star Wars, where you actually were able to interact with the events coordinator, that you've been a real big fan of any company, any game company specifically that will help promote or, you know, assist in any way.
Absolutely.
The community in any of their events.
Absolutely. This is definitely a step that Turbine is taking that I personally adore.
You don't see this in many games.
No. There's games that do more, which maybe Turbine will sometimes, because when I was running my events in Star Wars Galaxies, I could request the environment to be changed.
Yes.
You know, I could say, I'm going to host a Halloween party at this location, and they would send a GM they were called like, you know, player event coordinators or something, to the location, and that person would decorate it with like spooky trees and spider webs, and they put an Ewok roasting over a fire for me.
That was awesome. I love that. I've got a screenshot of that.
I think
somewhere.
I do too. But you know, they would do something else, and that stuff would only last for like that weekend, and then they'd come back and clean it up after the party. They also implemented later on renting stuff, so I could go to this vendor and buy like a pack of Jawas and put it down anywhere I wanted in the world for my player event. So you could be like, if it was a scavenger hunt, say, go to this location and look for the Jawas or whatever.
Who doesn't want a pack of Jawas?
It was just an example. There was all kinds of stuff. Like I had a beach party on Tatooine, and like the one watering hole there was on the planet. And we had like Jawas all around it, one of those big sand things. And we had like a tent with party drinks and stuff. It was fun.
That sounds like
so fun. Anyway, I'm not trying to say, I'm saying that Turbine has got my heart in this kind of stuff. Supporting player run events is going to make me heart them and love them. And if they continue to support it and add things to allow people to do more, I am 100% behind that. I love it.
Yeah, we've seen them make some strides with housing items similar to the stage that was popular that you could put in your front lawn. I just, you know, I'm all for this, and I hope that, you know, we have some people step up. So that's the main thing, guys, is that you're going to have to actually step up. I know it's no fun, and I'm not saying that I am somebody who is, you know, first to fall in line and say that they'll lead something. But at the same time, if you want a cool event, this is what you kind of got to do. So I don't know. I think it's worth it. I think it's worth even trying it out. You never know how successful something's going to be until you give it a try.
And you have to write it up. And I'm sure that Turbine can give you some tips. If they choose you, you can say, you know, maybe do this instead. And they've got some experience with it.
Sure. Why not? All right. And we also have a new video on YouTube featuring music from the soundtrack of Rohan by Chance Thomas. It's called Lotro Legacy.
Which means it's old songs from Lotro.
Yes, it is some old songs from Lotro redone for full orchestra. I don't know if it's a full orchestra. But
it's at least an orchestral situation.
Should we play a little bit of it?
Yeah, I like it. It's very cool. Oh, I'll be fine.
Really sounds like they got a choir in there. I love this part right here.
This part makes me happy.
All right. So as you can tell, it's beautiful. They've really, you know, I'm going to say it again. I need the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not in the collector's edition or anything like that, because it's not. we already know what's in there. So I hope they do something where they can make this available somehow.
Well, it says it's from the right. If you click on the link, like the description on the picture says Riders of Rohan soundtrack. Hopefully that means there'll be a soundtrack released, right?
Should do one. I mean, why not?
Just an internal thing that nobody...
Well, here's the deal. They could easily... If any independent artist can throw something in iTunes, so can Turbine and Chance Thomas.
Sure.
I'm just saying. It's good music.
Great.
All right. So, moving into the store news. There is a weekly sale. I know you're surprised.
Is there a sale?
But there's a sale this week.
Crazy. It's a 30% off sale, which is good. First, our coupon. We don't have a free item, but we have a buy one, get one free offer. Those in the know, that's a BOGO. And
I hate that term. It sounds so silly.
It does sound silly. I completely agree. So anyway, you have the option of two items that you can get BOGO. That's from Eric.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The plus 5,000 enhanced reputation supply stack of one, or the 5,000 enhanced reputation supply stack of five. So it's the same item, but you can get either two stacks of one or two stacks of five for buy one, get one free. And so it's basically 50% off, but you have to buy two of them. And the coupon code for the single stack for the one use, you have to put two in your cart and use the code ERS111. If you want the stack of five, put the two stacks, so you're going to get 10 total, into your cart and use the coupon code ERS555.
Can I just say I'm not real thrilled with this, and I like the free samples better because it's free.
Yeah,
do you think that
the people, they use this because they know people like these? I mean, maybe they're good sellers, and they think that people will just want more of them.
I make no comment on this. And totally have, yeah, I too. It's totally something I would buy. here's the reason why. It's because now is a good time to start getting, if you want to, if you're a completionist, now is the time to get all your alts up and get all your reputation for Isengard done with. So you can just move on, the Great River. Get it done. Have it done and be ready for Rohan to come out. So it's a good time to do that. This will definitely help you because there's some good items with that once you get your reputation done. So yeah, it's a good idea, but I would still like it free. because I am cheap-ish, somewhat, no, sometimes.
It's really kind of not cheap.
Occasionally, I have been known.
You have been getting better. I think I'm wearing you down.
You are wearing me down.
That's what I do.
All right, so let's talk about the sale.
Shared wardrobe space!
But you're already maxed out.
I know.
It's 30% off, too, so you can't buy any.
I know.
You could have bought some. She totally would have bought some if she could have.
If I could, I would. In a heartbeat. Shared wardrobe space, obviously, is for more room for your clothes. And if you were like me and never have enough room for your clothes, you want to max this out. And you probably want to do it with a 30% off because it's typically only 20 to 25. Typically 20, I believe. So this is a good one. Sorry, people are saying that I hurt their ears.
Trait slots are also on sale. You can customize and make your character more powerful, whatever. Actually, you want these. They're very good. You do want trait slots. You do have to be of appropriate level to use them. But if you can, if you have them unlocked, I would go ahead and buy them because they really matter in the end.
Yeah, you probably won't need them right away. If you're a new player, I wouldn't worry about it so much. Probably we recommend in the like the 40s range is when you'll probably notice them helping you at all. So if you're in that range and maybe could use a boost, this is not a bad idea to purchase it and purchase it while it's on sale. You could go VIP for a month and unlock anything on your characters that is currently unlocked. But the way this works is it's locked by level. So if you're like level 53, you're only going to lock up to level 53. And then when you get to level 65, you're going to have to unlock those other ones. So it's up to you. But it's per character purchase, which is kind of stinky too.
Yep.
But 20% off this week.
Also, plus 25% off legendary item XP tomes. This is a personal call. If you really are tired of leveling them up, which why wouldn't you be? Also,
because I lost them all.
Yeah, that's why you're not. So you don't need any. Need the legendary items first.
It's funny because it's true.
But you know, you might find these useful. They're on sale. They're 20% off. You can take a look at it if you want to. But they kind of get them mad because most people don't. I don't know. They use them if they get them in a lottery, and that's about it. So that's been my standard. Also, Steed of the Burglar is in the store.
Yep.
Suddenly.
It's got evil eyes.
It does have a little bit of evil eyes.
It's going to give you the stink eye and then probably bite your hair. I don't know. It's weird.
This looks weird. Did they Photoshop this?
I don't know. But look at my picture compared to their picture. If you scroll to the bottom, there's the pictures of my burglar on it. Looks a little different.
Does look a little different. Did you get this?
Yeah.
You bought one?
I have a billion points, and I play my burglar all the time. I thought she deserved it.
Although, but you had the steam pony.
Yeah. But this is the burglar steed, and it's got things on it, and it looks like it's got a turtle on its neck. I don't know what the turtle has any significance with it. It's camouflage, not a turtle.
This doesn't look like a burglar's steed to me. I'm sorry. I know I'm being a poophead about this, but I totally would probably be like, oh, I want it if I saw it, because that's what happens every time I see one. But at the same time, I don't know. I thought it would be blacker and...
It's camouflaged. It's not a ninja horse.
Okay. Well, that's true. So the steed is available until July 5th, 2012. Where it will go away and be back sporadically.
It does not stealth, Andy. It's got lots of sacks and satchels on it. It's got a weird red rope type thing on it. I'm not sure why it's red. It's kind of an eyesore. I'd take that off if I was really camouflaging. But it also has knives on both sides. But the thing that's kind of weird about this is it's like a mirror image. Like all the other horses... Like, the one side looks different from the other, and this side, either side looks the same.
Somebody wrote a jingle in their comments.
Oh, did they?
And it goes, spider horse, this just looks silly, of course. Sprayed a web on my mane, now it's stuck, what a pain. Oh no, there goes the spider horse.
See, I didn't see spider webs, I saw turtles, Michelle.
Either way, it's now
turtle horse.
Anyways, get it. It's 250, 68.
With red eyes.
Red eyes.
It's evil, and when you fall asleep, it most likely will kill you.
But, you know what? It is pretty cool. And eventually, I would like them all. I want the complete set, because I'm a nerd. So. Yeah,
well, you've got one of every character. I don't have one of every character, so one comes along, I think carefully about it.
My burglar is a pretty hard worker. He kind of deserves it. But he's got the steam pony, so he might be out of luck. Yeah,
well, I've got the steam pony. I think she probably will stick with the steam pony, but...
The steam ponies blow steam out, out of its nostrils.
Well, my runekeeper didn't get a horse. She's got the steam pony, and she's just going to be happy with it. But she's also extremely fighty and loses all her legendary items. So I don't know if I trust her with a runekeeper horse. But my burglar, I play her very consistently. I thought she deserved one.
Yeah. So in CSTM news, we had a nice post by...
Ending.
Thought so. I just want to make sure. About Isengard versus Rohan. Mostly about the knowledge of the orders, the pre-order items. He broke them down. And what I really liked is he did a store cost analysis on them as far as, you know, how much they would cost separately translated into U.S. dollars.
It was interesting. It was nice to see kind of broken down based on what it might cost in the store.
This is totally what Turbine should have done when they released Riders of Rohan pre-order.
Well, they kept on saying, well, it's totally worth it to us. And we're all like, no, it's not. we disagree.
We just saw exactly what we wanted to see. And that's what we do. So he puts it in perspective where, you know, the Legendary Edition, you know, for the most part, looks like it's going to be $140.75. So, that's a pretty good deal if you think about it.
I don't know if I'm.
I don't know. I'm really close to thinking about it. If I do, I'll do it on air. So
you're gonna do it live.
So you guys can hear me getting killed.
You spent how much?
Exactly. You could call the police. All right. We call MEN. They know where we live. They can send help. All right. And Bryant was nice enough to send us to post a new content on revamping Angmar again.
Yes. Some people don't remember that Angmar's had a revamp in the past. But
not that you could tell.
It's not so bad. A lot of what Bry is saying, he's saying, leave this alone. Slightly alter this. He's not calling for a full everything. He's really kind of looking to touch up some stuff and clean up some stuff and scaling stuff. So it was a good post. If you're
new. It is. I totally agree with him, especially like the Seven Swords instances needs to be fixed because you can't help but run into that. And the fact that it's shut down, you can't get into it, but there's this whole quest line that leads up to it that's fully active, kind of stinks. And let's admit it, the City of Carn Doom and the Circle of Despairs really need to be changed because they're just out of control. If you are on level, you don't walk through those zones by yourself. Unless you're in the dumb group and then you run through.
Oh yeah, that's the way we dumb it.
All right. What's our next column up?
Locho from a returning player's perspective. This is from a new writer-ish guy. He came to me he's from Imladris. He goes by Stephen Fry, but he's looking into getting that updated because that's like his login for my Middle Earth.
He's been Stephen Fry for as long as I can remember, right?
If he's going to write, we don't really want him to write acting like he's the actor Stephen Fry.
Yeah, he's not the actor Stephen Fry. So we'll be in The Hobbit, by the way.
Yeah. It's topical. Anyway, so this is from the player, not the actor. But he recently returned to Locho from about 3 months off. And what I thought was the most intriguing about this is at the end, he gave a list of all the stuff that he's missed in just 3 months of being not playing Locho. And the list is humongous. Like all the stuff that we've gotten in 3 months. It's crazy to me.
Yeah. So it's really cool. First of all, welcome back.
Yeah.
Second of all, thank you for writing something about it. It's very cool.
I think that this was very interesting. It was very positive, which is not something that you see a lot.
No.
It's people writing happy things. So it was a good article. Thank you, Stephen. We liked it.
Thank you very much. And as I mentioned before, tomorrow we will be having Update Talks, Writers of Rohan Prediction Show Agenda. You can join us live in our Ventrilo. I will take down the password for that duration so you can join without a password. Otherwise, it does have a password because apparently last time when I left it unpassword, some people from League of Legends, Spanish kinship, found it and took it over.
Yeah, and they were telling people that it was theirs. They were just like, oh, no, this is the kinship League of Legends. And we're like, no.
No, pretty sure it's not.
Pretty sure it's ours, but thanks. That's just what cracks me up. They're like, oh, no, this is our Ventrilo. No, it says Two Mordor right in its name.
Yeah, pretty sure it's not. No League of Legends channels there whatsoever. But anyways, it starts on the 24th, Sunday, 6:24, 9 p.m. Eastern. We will also be releasing it as a podcast later.
And it will be streamed live. So if you can't join us in Ventrilo, you can listen to it live on Middle Earth Network Radio. If you can download Ventrilo, there's also apps that you can log in on your phone if you're not going to be home with your computer. You're going to be on a train or at work or something. You can do it from your phone and just listen in and not have to talk if you don't want to.
That's right. All right. And in community news, LotroCon.
Yeah, Brayden gave us a post about LotroCon that's being hosted by the Sons of Numenor, and this is a real-life meetup of Lotro players in Sandusky, Ohio. They're going to Cedar Point, which is an amusement park in Ohio. If you don't know it, it's great. It's a great amusement park. We used to go there every year when I was young. It was like our family summer thing, always go to Cedar Point.
Your dad seems to love Cedar Point more than you guys.
My dad loves Cedar Point. My dad and my sister are roller coaster nuts, and they've got a bazillion roller coasters. It's a wonderful, wonderful park just to go to in general. But Lotro players are going to descend upon it starting on Friday, July 20th through the 22nd. And if you are interested in going and meeting up with some Lotro players and maybe bringing the family and having a fun day at the park, details for that can be found at, I think they have a website for it. Hold on.
Yeah, they have a LotroCon website at the very end which went to LotroCon.com, but is no longer.
It goes to our forums, yeah.
Yeah, and that's no longer forwarding for some reason.
It used to forward. Anyway, you can find out the details on our site. There's a post about LotroCon 2012 on our post. Just search for it if you don't see it on the front page.
Okay. However, the Sons of Numenor do have a website, so you might be able to find it off there.
True. And I believe the whole thing is a post on the forums is where they're organizing most of it.
Yep. Actually, I'm looking at it, and yeah, they do have it. It's the first thing on the front of their page on the sonsofnumenor.com is LotroCon 2012.
So Brayden is saying sonsofnumenor.com. There you go.
Yep, there you go. All right. Also, there is a Weatherstack video available. Yay!
Yeah, this was put together by Eggfill. I'm sure I'm not saying that wrong, but he's the one who wrote Weatherstock Forever. And it was very cute. And the thing is, it's funny. I totally could spot myself out of the crowd. Everybody's right. I am easy to stink and find.
You found yourself.
I found myself. I'm just like, oh my gosh, there's my little yellow head. I actually stopped at the barber today and almost changed my hair because of it.
Did you really?
I didn't. I just saw me.
There I am. Yeah. Nobody knows what I look like though.
No. Everybody knows what I look like. I'm the little hobbit with yellow spiky hair. But it was fun. It's a fun little video. Not everybody's got their music in there, but that's okay. It was still fun to watch.
That's very cool. Thank you for putting that together.
And Dang says that I'm Where's Waldo on easy mode.
That's funny. All right. This week's poll was about cosmetic weapons. Women. Whatever.
What?
I don't know. This week's poll was
cosmetic
from...
Cosmetic women, that's me?
Was from Hymni of Cosmetic Lotro. I was curious about the interest of players in cosmetic weapons, and if you're willing to pay to have this feature added, should Turbine decide to actually do so?
This was actually very polarizing. People either loved this idea or hate this idea. And a lot of people think that didn't like the idea of buying it. But if Turbine made this, there's no way they're giving this for free. Do you think?
No.
People are like, they should just give it to us for free. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But maybe I should have made it a poll. So sorry. There was the option of other. I guess you could have picked that. We just went with points. So we had 921 voters on this poll. Anding says it's very polarizing. Anyway, 40% said they are not interested at all.
That's interesting to me.
I know. Like I said, it's very polarizing. People either were like, I'm totally into this idea, or people were just kind of like, no, I don't want anything to do with it. Not interested. It's funny. 38% said yes, they'll pay up to 1,000 turbine points for it. 8% say yes, they'll pay up to 2,000 turbine points for it. 7% said yes for any price. 4% said other, which is probably a lot of people are saying. Not a lot of people. There's a lot of comments on this poll, too. There's 56 comments on this poll so far.
Wow.
But, and then 3% said yes for up to 3,000 points, which is, we were assuming it's an account-wide unlock, by the way. We weren't assuming that you were buying this per character.
First of all, thank you, everybody, for being honest.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd pay for it. I don't know what I would do for it. I would eat a Reese's peanut butter cup for it.
I would do pretty much anything to eat a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh, really? Store run after this. Yes. You know what? I'd be willing, for account-wide, I'd be willing to pay. Oh, 2,000 sounds like a lot, though.
For an account-wide unlock, though. An account-wide unlock.
Still $20.
But it's like giving you optional, like,
you have been desensitized by the store.
Well, I'm thinking it's like sort of like the wardrobe where you're getting lots of slots and you can host a whole bunch of them and hold a bunch of them.
Well, in that case, it sounds different.
This is what Hymni writes. I would like to know if people will be willing to pay extra for a cosmetic weapon system that is all the features to use cosmetic weapons and perhaps even something like a cosmetic weapon rack similar to the wardrobe.
Okay. Well, then I'd be willing to do it. I'd be willing to do it if they would do something like, allow for something like item rack in the game. Okay.
And this is for an account-wide unlock where I just paid 2,000 turbine points for my stupid turtle horse. Heroes in a half shell.
Okay. I'll go with 2,000. 3,000 is ridiculous, though. But I don't know. I'd have to have a pretty awesome weapon. And I don't, so...
I don't have any.
That may kind of color my whole perspective. All right, let's go into Raise Your Glass.
Okay.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
Lindley of Elendilmere writes, hey! I play on the Elendilmere server, and I'm planning a fair for mid to late July, but I need help. If you could make a post on your site about this, I would be grateful. Here's the information. I am planning an Elendilmere social gathering event fair where there will be horse races, drunken horse races, hobbit hunting, scavenger hunts, crafted goods to buy and sell, food and drink that have been crafted, music, dancing, concerts, fireworks, a venue where players can meet one another, and for veterans to help new players. Also, this will not be RP if that idea is what usually drives you away from these things, but if you want to RP, feel free. Contact Lynley, L-Y-N-L-E, of the Black Arrows Kin, if you are interested in game.
And that's on the Elendilmere server, in case you didn't miss it. You missed it in the beginning. It may not be your server. But it's interesting, and thank you for your email.
Yeah.
Carolyn of Landville writes, hi, there are two upcoming events at the Windy Acres Ranch. Formation riding. Join us on Horsefields north of Bree on Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. server time on Landerville for formation riding practice. It's an introductory session, perfect for first-time quadrille. I don't know anything about horses, sorry. Dressage riders. Is that the word quadrille?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a maybe word?
I have no idea.
Okay. For more information, can be found at windyacres.mymiddleearth.com. There's also horse racing, the fellowship run, on Wednesday, July 11th at 9:30 p.m. to server time at the Hengstesser's, the horse farm in Breeland. There's a horse show. This is a horse. This is a look-alike contest. Participants must look like Frodo, Sam, Merry, Pippin, Gandalf, Aragorn, Boromir, Legolas, Gimli, Elrond, Arwen, Galadriel, Eowyn, Goldberry, Belladonna, or Rose Cotton. Horse race. This is a relay race requiring teams of three riders. Goats will be allowed. We'll announce the prizes later as we're still collecting donations. There will be gold, possibly exclusive mounts and cloaks as well.
Nice. Brian writes, hi guys, I'm Flossin26 on Twitter. Turbine account support responded to my question about upgrading the basic edition, which I got before the TP announcement, to the legendary ROR pre-order. See the response below. I went to the Turbine account and found this, and we'll have the link. And he's got a link to a support page. There's a link that says submit a ticket, which you'll also have a link. And he filled out the form basically saying he ordered the basic edition of Riders of Rohan pre-order and was wondering if he could upgrade to the Legendary Edition. I'm happy. They wrote him, and this is what they said. Greetings, Brian. Thank you for your inquiry. We are happy to assist with an upgrade. If you would like to do this, please respond with the following. Billing address on your account. Last 4 digits of your credit card on file. Your permission to change the difference between the two editions. If you have any questions or concerns, please respond to this email. We would be happy to assist you. Please do not update the default subject line in your reply because it had his ticket number in it.
Right.
So, if you want to upgrade, that's cool. I wonder what they would do if he wanted to downgrade.
Yeah, that's a different story. But at least it's good to, you know, and that's getting more and more popular because when we tried the Rift, it was like we just had a standard box, but it was like, hey, give us $10 more and we'll give you the collector's edition. That totally should be an option.
It totally should. Yeah, it was actually, you went into your account page on for Rift. I can't remember if it was done by the company or not. But anyways, you went into your account page and it was just this little thing off to the side says, hey, we see that you have this, just the regular edition. If you want to upgrade to the digital collector's edition and you got like a mount and like some other stuff, I don't remember. The mount was the big deal though. You just go ahead and pay us $10 and you get it. And I was like, that is the coolest idea I've ever seen.
It totally should be an option for everything.
Everybody who does in-game items for their legendary stuff, especially Turbine, needs to have this easy way to just upgrade because it's genius. And it gets you money. And I know you like the money.
Yes. Kazwin writes, hi, Golden Star. And of course, Merrick. That's in parentheses because it's not as important.
That's all right. Catherine usually writes me first, so I'm sorry.
Your romantic show was the best ever. At first, I didn't realize that it was Catani and Elb the letter was about. And I thought it was somehow through Skype that you had two people. Then you kept explaining. It hit me. And then it was them. And I got teary-eyed. It was beautiful. And I'm betting the first engagement done on a live podcast. I'm not sure about that.
I don't know.
I'm sure they'll be very happy. Both are so sweet, well-spoken, and intelligent. It's great that Middle-earth brought them together. Great job with the entire show and your willingness to discuss both sides of the Rohan editions coming out. I really look forward to your show every week. Thank you both. Yours, Catherine.
All right, so story I've never told anybody, but we went to a presentation by Turbine at PAX East.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, Catani and Elb are dirty stinkers for not having to wait in line and just walking just in and getting
in
a seat.
Yeah, we waited.
We waited like 30 minutes to get in there, and they just walked in. So they're dirty stinkers there. But as they were speaking, they sat in front of us, and I was like looking and looking. I'm like, they're holding hands. I thought it was cute. Anyways.
Yeah, they were adorable.
Anyways, that's my story. It's a stupid one, apparently.
No, it's a cute one. It's a nice little story about how I saw them walking around on the floor because I think you were down at the turbine booth and I was looking for you. And
I was running around everywhere.
I had Baby Hobbit strapped to my back and I ran into them and they were walking around hand in hand. They were adorable.
Yeah, they were cute. All right. Aranir, Captain of Gondor of Valia, Hello, CSTM. Here's a screenshot of my guest tune on Landerville walking to Weathertop with the fan favorite band, the Songboro Strollers. I was on my way to the concert from Bree and ran into them walking in a group, waving to passerbyers and being very friendly. Got great personal moment. That's pretty cool.
The screenshot's very cute too. We'll have that in the show notes. But yeah, I liked this little story, so thank you for sharing it.
That's cool. That's awesome. All right. On to player achievements.
You're going to have to refresh. I added it later.
Okay.
Twitchy Twitch. Ha ha! I figured it out. I play a Meneldor, and my kinship is the Claws of Abigail. Ooh, who's Abigail? This week, I got my elf lore master, Terfenor, to level 75, making him my third character to hit level cap. I also finally got the time to learn about relic forging, so all three of my level 75 characters increased their morale and power due to trading up to better relics on their legendary weapons. My hobbit burglar, Thigilid, has hit level 56 and is beginning to explore Lothlorien. He's one of the two characters to remain undefeated so far, and my goal is to hit level 75 without suffering one defeat.
Awesome.
You do not play like I do.
No, not me either. My minstrel made it to like 7. My burglar probably didn't make it much further. Elrion of Landerville writes, I finally hit the level cap again. Hooray! I only have time to play a couple hours here and there on weekends, so 10 whole levels makes a bit of time. And just in time for another level cap raise. Haha, oh well, it's the journey, not the destination that matters.
Bodgen and Eperenu wrote, I sold my Diablo 3 account and returned to Lotro. With the money that I took on my account, I bought Riders of Rohan expansion and the 5,000 TP bundle offer.
Wow, already done and back. Wow. That's pretty crazy. I wanted to buy that game. I don't know. I'll wait for a sale, though.
You played it at Sharon's house. Did you like it?
I liked it. I don't know.
Is it still a lot of clicking?
Yeah. It's still all clicking.
I'm out.
Yep. Jennifer writes, my burglar, Fletra Onvalia, reached level 71 this week and is joining Dunland. I purchased my 5th bag and the premium wallet with TPs and loving all the extra space. I bet this makes a big difference. Anyway, in closing, we'd like to thank the following people for their reviews.
Brewster, I'm Brandywine, and I like to point out that his subject was Merrick Fan. So,
thank you, Brewster. You are awesome.
I think that you misspelled Golden Star. Golden Star is not the same as Merrick, but...
a little bit longer. Starts with a G.
Starts with a G. But you were close, so that counts.
Anyways, so thank you.
We had no donations this week, so on to closing.
Okay. How could people contact us if they would like to do so?
See, I needed you to ask me the question.
I know you could have gone straight into it, but without the question, lost.
No, I don't know what to do. You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 520-261-CSTM-2I-766. Did you get it?
I did.
We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, and Google Plus, where I'm remembering to post stuff. I deserve a cookie. Damn it. Please leave us a review on iTunes or the Zune Marketplace, and we would really appreciate it.
Yes, we would.
You can listen to us live Saturday at 9:30-ish p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network Radio.
And if we're not there, you can always tweet us or put it on Facebook.
I did put out a tweet saying that we're going to be a little late, so hopefully you guys saw that.
Ooh, Bloodforce says... They can call us with 1-800-DIAL-A-HOBBIT. If only we could get that number.
That would be cool.
People might actually call us if we did dial a hobbit.
Yeah. I kind of want that now.
All right.
It seems a little long.
It does. It wouldn't totally work, but...
No, but the thing is that if you dial extra numbers after the last 7, it doesn't do anything.
That's true. Unless you get a complicated voice system and then it's
They'd have to pick up before you were done.
That's true. All right, so thank you everybody for tuning in, coming and joining us live. We hope to see you at next week or maybe at one of our live talks. But either way, thank you for listening and downloading. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information...
Wait, you waved?
I was like, bye-bye. And I waved my hand. I think it's important they know that.
All right.
I'm waving.
Bye-bye.
Everybody wave.
I'm waving.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.